Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1473. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lilu Nishmas Belima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerefu Shlem Refol Avram Nesanel Ben Masha Liba Lerefu Shlem Tzvi Ben Leia Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Kippel Begodim. Okay, so we sort of finished Kippel Begodim, the folding of clothing, working a little bit on the folding of paper and how that works. We have been reading from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, learning from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, some beautiful examples he brings down. I just want to go through the Shmira Shabbos, a couple of examples he brings down also brought down in the Nishma Shabbos, quoting the Shmira Shabbos, Kehilchasa. Just real quickly, just to run him out there, in Perek Chof Ches, brings down the Shmira Shabbos, in the old version, at least, anyways, Yud Zayin. I see Yud Zayin. So he says an interesting thing. I don't know how much it applies today, but years ago, I remember when I was a kid, anyways, my parents, Aleihem Hashalom, whenever we got a book, right, we came in with a book from school, so right away, they made a cover. They made this, my father, Aleihem Hashalom, used to take this paper, like brown paper, and make like a cover. Sometimes cut the paper, sometimes not cut the paper. If you know how to do it good, you don't even have to cut the paper. So what do you do? You take this, you put the book in the you know, on top of the paper, and you just fold it, make a nice fold, like a krika. He brings down like a wrapping around the book, or around the havdil, around the sefer. So would I be allowed to do that on Shabbos? An interesting question. Right, I have a sefer. Let's say I have a sefer, and I want to keep it, it shouldn't get ruined. It shouldn't get ruined. So I have the paper over there, and I'm not going to cut it. Obviously, cutting something constructively is kareya manas lasakin, right? You're tearing for a constructive purpose. That, of course, can be done. But I just want to fold it up nicely all around the sefer, and like this, I protect the sefer. Is there any problem with that? So the sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas Daka brings out, he says, one is not allowed, like we just quoted in Perek Chof Ches, one is not allowed to wrap the binding of a book in paper, like I just described, folding the paper around each cover, making it fit. You know, you make it, it's like a tight type of a fit. So he brings down that should definitely not be done on Shabbos. Okay, so the Sefer Nishma Shabbos actually quotes him. He quotes that Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, bringing it down. Mikomakam Asalasais Kipulim, again in the same on page Shin Pei, in the Nishma Shabbos, Asalasais Kipulim, Ben Yorka De Latif, by Krika Shal Sefer, Darehu Ka'isa Kli. It's very similar to making a Kli. It might not be the rise of a Kli, but it's very similar to making a Kli, Machasim, Megin, the Sefer, and it's something that's going to be there. Again, you're not even cutting it, you're just mamish folding it all around the Sefer, covering up the sefer, protecting the sefer, so that one lefi the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, one should be careful not to do that on Shabbos. Okay, then he goes on to say the sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, again in the old versions, Perek Chaf Ches, Ois Chaf Zayin, I'm sorry, Tes Zayin, not Chaf Zayin, Tes Zayin. Right, so he brings down what we spoke about last time. He says similarly, paper napkins, right? Table napkins, like we said, table napkins must not be folded in special shapes, right? The person who want to make a fancy, sometimes people want to make a fancier type of a thing to put the forks and knives in, even though it might be paper. They're making a simcha, so they want to start folding up these nice fancy things, making the napkins. It should look nice for the orchim. The Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings it down like that. It's something that's done for orchim. In general, when a person at home, so for Shabbos, the family, they might not do it, but they make it a little bit fancier, shapes and so on for the orchim. So he says one has to be careful not to do that. Similar paper, paper table napkins. We're talking about paper. We're not talking about the cloth. The cloth is a different story. But, I mean, it's sort of similar, but we're not talking about it right now. I want to just stick to the paper end of it. Because, yeah, a person makes a simcha, let's say, and they have a lot of whatever, a lot of guests, so they use paper, right? So the table napkins must not be folded into special shapes, he says, as is often done when setting a table for guests. Right, but they may be folded in half, like we said last time. We could fold it up into half or into quarters, or even into quarters, for the sake of neatness. As long as this person is doing it, it's nothing real fancy. It's not showing a special type of a design, and it's done more for the neatness type of a thing. So that would be okay. So again, it's hard to say exactly what type of examples. There are various different. There are people. I remember my family, being in the catering business for some sort of a time when I was growing growing up. So they're people who are better at these things, and they know how to make fancier type of things when it comes to napkins, paper napkins. So one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos, but just simply folding it over, even into quarters, he says, neatness and so on, brings on Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that would be fine.